You're tuned into Tampa Bay's RBLR Sports.
Oh, I'm still muted, even though I hit the button. All right. Hi. Who are you? Tom.
Hi.
What was that?
Don't worry about it. It didn't work.
Okay. All right. How you doing, Tom?
Liz, I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. I'm in a bit of a slow week, right?
Just a bit. The highlight of my week is the pink Rowdies kit I got. Which now we're twinsies!
That I got.
Which, by the way, I told Tom, or I've been telling people that I got this because I was very, very excited because I like pink. Hint, hint. Tampa Bay Sun. Hint, hint.
Do it.
Tom did not tell me he already had one and then surprised me when he came on the show and was like, twins! It was very fun. And that's why I love Tom.
We're probably two of the only people with this jersey, like, in the world at this point.
I think so.
Of course.
I think so.
All right. Yeah. And you could see that jersey if you're watching us on YouTube.
Yes. Wow. What a Tomathan. What a segue.
I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing.
That's right. So if you'd like to see these super cool jerseys that we're wearing, it is at RBLR Sports on the YouTubes, at RBLR Sun everywhere else, but come to the YouTubes. Which, speaking of the YouTubes, our super producer keeps trying to bully us into going live. If we get like two people saying they want us to go live, then I'll actually think about it. How's that? If you actually comment,
we'll start the process of thinking about it.
I'll think about the idea of doing a live stream.
If we live stream, it means we got to interact with the hoi polloi, and I just don't like talking to the common folk.
Yeah, no, it's awful. Like, we aren't just two weirdos on the internet.
Hey, no, we're two of the finest weirdos the internet's ever produced, I'd say.
Ah.
I've been online.
Bold claim.
I've been online for way too long. Thanks, Mom. So
we have one signing that isn't really a new signing because we definitely didn't just forget last week, and it's definitely not because of our Fort Lauderdale bias.
Yeah,
that is clearly deeper than we thought.
Yeah, a totally honest mistake to this player who we apologize to. We can't wait to see you play. We did not realize how deeply we had trained ourselves to hate and ignore Fort Lauderdale.
Just block out any mention of it. Just can't have it.
Yes, but she does not. We'll get right into it. She does not play for Fort Lauderdale anymore. Yeah. So we can see her. We can perceive her. We can respect her and appreciate her now. Okay? We signed from Fort Lauderdale, the first player ever to make the jump from the bad guys to the good guys. So a lot to be said for her. Defender, outside back, 27-year-old from Whitby, Ontario, Sabrina McNeil. Sabrina, you deserve this. Welcome to you specifically, more than the other signings. Welcome to the good side of Florida. You've earned it, okay?
She was at that championship game, was like, I'd rather be playing for the other team.
I like when there's a lot of fans and they seem really engaged. And the team's good too. But yeah, she plays left against us. She played the right back position against us. It's a good signing for what we need. We got a good crop of center backs now. Charlotte McLean, Henny, Viv. We need that versatility on the wings, some depth on the wing. She's a great player. She started 17 games last year for Fluted, was in that championship game, was always a pretty crucial part of what they were doing. Went to college at Eastern Michigan first, where she had 77 games with 27 goals and 13 assists. So she can score, she can dish. Finished up her college career at Auburn as a graduate student. 18 games, 2 goals, which is very good in the SEC, a very tough conference. And then, like we said, went on to Fort Lauderdale, where she was part of a good back line. That is the one compliment I will give Fort Lauderdale.
A good back line. Not a good back line.
Nope. I'd say she was being held back by a lot of her teammates, I think.
Yikes.
yeah, it's going to make that game against Fort Lauderdale all the more tantalizing.
It's gonna be interesting. I'm gonna see if she's gonna be a little more aggressive.
Yeah, I hope.
Kind of like how Riley Parker was. Like she just did not come to play.
Yeah, that's year two. That's the storylines you want to see develop. You know, like there's been a lot of interleague player movement, so you want to see who's got it out. I know Spokane, Lexington.
Buddy. We did not. We talked to some Spokane fans in the USL Discord. They literally have a name for it. It's the Dark Day or something like that. Yeah. They have a name. That's the day Amina Ekic was announced as being traded.
Yeah, that is a hurt fan base right now in Washington. That is a pained group of fans. They are in a mood to start the season. If that team had like two more games to play at the end of last season, they probably would have snuck into the playoffs because they got so hot. And to see, you know, the coach leave, Amina Ekic is gone, so many of their players, especially to Lexington, not just leaving, but leaving to the same team. Man, that's a tough position to be in. We feel for them. There are weather-based sisters on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so those, my alternate reality Liz is there.
Yeah, they're you take a map, you flip it over, kind of corner to corner, and you they're us, we're them, we are all. Yeah, that's gonna be sick. I mean, that I we were talking about it when we play Power this season. The matchup against Paige is gonna be
it's gonna kill me on the inside.
Yes. It's gonna take some time to adjust to, but that's gonna be such an interesting, you know, tactical arrangement.
She sounds like she's doing great there. She went to a DC United game the other day.
Yeah. She played against Spirit. She went to the DC United game. Yeah. She looks great in black and blue. It matches her hair and eyes really well.
She looked better in navy, but yeah.
Hey, navy and yellow is a fantastic color scheme.
Second best color scheme, by the way, pink.
Yes. Little pink orange. Hint. Maybe.
Pink.
Jersey.
I'm just gonna be really annoying.
For all those Capelli people listening right now.
Yeah, any Capelli folks. Pink is the hot color.
My boy Andrew Ross from the tropics. I know you work for Capelli. All right. Pink. Hook us up. Under 10 minutes and I got a tropics reference in. We're cooking.
It's a good night.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah. So Tom, we've been creeping on the team Instagram.
That's what you do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's our job. Not weird.
Yes. Yeah. No, not at all. Because if they didn't want us to creep, then they should just tell us that A, we're 98% sure that 98, we're 100% sure at this point without with all but a confirmation that Maddie Parsons of Lexington will be signed at some point because we've literally seen her in the practice pictures. They were not sneaky enough.
She cuts a noticeable silhouette and we noticed her silhouette.
She also does her hair the exact same way.
Yeah, we are 100%. We're not 100% sure she's signed. We are 100% sure
She's at the training camp.
She's practicing with our team. So, and I don't think one of the leading scorers in the league, one of Lexington's top assists and scorers and minutes played, I don't think she's going to be doomed to our practice squad.
Yeah.
I got a feeling she's destined for better things. But yeah, she's
I would love her as a Flint replacement. Excuse me, Flu replacement. I got there third time's the charm.
Flint, Flu, Florida. Maddie Flarsons.
No, it's what did we say? Patty Martins.
Patty Martins. Yeah. It's totally right. Someone different. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's her sister Patty Martins.
Yeah, cousin or something. Yeah, but no, we are pretty sure. We won't spend too much time talking about her until she's actually signed, because then we're eating into our own content. But she got. I was flabbergasted. when Lexington said they weren't bringing her back, but she was one of the players. They were like, we're not re-signing you, but you're more than welcome to come to the preseason camp. And that just feels like the most insulting thing in the world. Like, hey, great job scoring more goals than anybody on our team. You can hang out with us, I guess.
You can try out again if you want.
Yeah, we'll see if you still got that. If you still measure up after we spent all this money. It's, yeah, the league champions. Yeah,
that's freaking rude.
If you want to talk about, you know, Spokane Lexington going to be a slobber knocker because they took Ekic, Sabrina McNeil against Fort Lauderdale for us. If we do, in fact, sign Maddie Parsons, she's going to be playing possessed when we play Lexington. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Because that is so disrespectful the way they did her.
Yeah. And then we have one other mystery player that we don't know who they are.
Can't figure it out.
And I've been trying to comb through Instagram followings, but our girls follow a lot of people, like over 1,000 people each. So it's a little difficult.
Yeah, that's not foolproof. She might not even be on. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know for sure, but she was wearing a like a training penny.
Yeah, she was on
for their little like 3-team round robin thing.
She was on the green team, right? The champions.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So she's clearly good. I was seeing her in the rondos. She's got big thighs. She defensively read the ball.
Tell us about our new friends.
Speculating.
Tell us now.
About strangers. Yeah, you've got us creeping on strangers right now. We're not the weird ones. It's the front office. We're making us act this way.
Yeah. Telling us about our new friends.
Trying to do our job. Tell us who our new friends are.
Yeah.
We just want to say hello. Nothing weird. Have we ever been weird? Come on. It's us. You know us.
Yeah.
Look.
We're weird as shit.
It's Fafo. Come on.
Oh, little Fafo. Little Favorito.
He's not weird.
No. No, so. Yes, he is. I'm not gonna dox him on public main, but like he's a weird cat, man. I've babysit this cat for like 2 weeks at a time. It's a weird cat.
It's a freak. Insane.
Yeah, I wonder where he gets it from.
I don't know. I had no idea. I just met this guy. He just walked into my apartment.
Yeah, no, you haven't owned him since he was a kitten or anything?
Nope. Nothing like that. Never taught him any bad habits, nothing like that. Nope. Did not get him addicted to catnip. I don't know why you mentioned that, Liz. That was weird. Weird you said that. This is what happens when you don't tell us who our friends are.
Yeah, see? So, Sun Front Office, please announce Maddie Parsons and then whoever our other friend is. Thank you.
Maybe you got some more.
Anybody else, stop keeping us waiting.
Tell us who the practice squad is.
Yeah, why are you keeping us waiting? Give us content. We missed the offseason sucks.
Yeah, we got spoiled last week. They signed like a player a day last week.
I know.
And we're like, oh, good. This is going to be easy again. I can't wait to do the show. No. We're filling airtime talking about one player right now. What's up, Sabrina McNeil? We love you.
All right. You want to do around the league or you want to do international first?
Let's do the international first. Let's do around the world and then around the league, around the nation. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
All right, cool.
Oh, wait. But what? Wait.
What?
What about the Euros? Where do you want to put the Euros?
You did the Euros last week.
Yeah, there was a championship match.
I thought you did the championship, too.
No.
No, you didn't.
Because it happened on Saturday or Sunday or Saturday. Sorry.
See, you don't even know. All right. We'll do the Copa America first, because I know you're going to get all worked up about the Euros. So stifle it for a moment.
Could you tell by the caps? Stifle it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. All right.
You did this last week. Wow. You did.
Yeah, my bad.
I didn't actually.
I lose track of time when it's the offseason. There's no games to orient myself around.
I understand.
All right. So the Copa America Feminina, that is going on. In fact, we are heading into the home stretch of it. I have watched as much as I can, and I'm going to be so honest with you guys. It has not been a terribly interesting tournament. I hate to say that. All soccer is wonderful, but man, this the championship game should be good, I hope. The third place game should be really good, actually. Anyway, semifinals. Brazil has been steamrolling everybody. So they got Uruguay in the semis, and beat them 5-1 in the semifinals of a continental tournament. I mean, that's crazy, but it's also like the
was
first
cleaner game.
No, there was a Uruguay red card.
I think it was, what was it? Brazil, Colombia was, I kid you not, every 30 seconds, someone was flopping on the ground. It was infuriating to watch. It was truly probably the grossest game of soccer I've ever seen.
We are not giving a good review to this tournament, by the way.
Yeah. And I'll give props where they're due, and don't worry, I'm coming for the Euros next.
Yeah. No, the Uruguay Brazil game was, I mean, it started pretty good when Uruguay was like, oh, it's the semifinals. We got to win. And then they got a goal when it was still, you know, reachable. And it was like the first goal that Brazil's had scored on them in, I don't know, a million years or something. And it wasn't even a fantastic goal. Hello, Fafo. But yeah, and then the red card, and it ground to a halt later in the game. I did miss the other semifinal game, unfortunately, because it sounds like it was better. This was Argentina and Colombia, and that went to a 0-0 draw that Colombia won 5-4 in penalty kicks. So it doesn't inspire confidence in Colombia going into that final against Brazil. I would say Brazil probably going to win this thing, guys. But the third place game, it's Friday at 8 o'clock. I like Argentina versus Uruguay. It's a, you know, it's a historic derby, continentally speaking. I think these two teams probably match up a lot better than Brazil and anybody else in South America. So that could be a lot more interesting. So Friday, 8 o'clock, tune in. Should be a good one. And if you really want to do it to yourself, Saturday at 5 p.m. is the final, Brazil versus Colombia. Just to see Brazil lift the trophy. I would love to see Colombia on the upset. I'd love to sound like a dumbass idiot who don't know nothing from nothing right now. But man, that Brazil team is really good at this. So yeah, that was the CONMEBOL corner. Welcome to South America. It's a mess. Liz, you want to yell about the Euros?
Sorry, listeners. I am actually really sorry about that. But that was roughly how the game went. It was on Sunday, by the way. I looked it up. It was England versus Spain. I was rooting for Spain. So, of course, England won. And England won on PKs. Because if they're going to win the bullshittiest Euros ever, it's going to be on PKs. Which, by the way, this was like the PK tournament. This is not the Euros. This is the PK tournament. This is every goddamn game is going to go to PKs. And would you like to guess what the conversion rate was?
Bad. Do you have the number?
I do. 24 out of 41.
Oh my God. What?
Yeah. So I know a lot of European teams that are going to be practicing PKs for a long freaking time.
Yeah.
However, except Chloe Kelly and her stupid, weird little run-up, which I've seen a lot of people memeing, by the way, and I appreciate that. Her weird little like, hop, and then I'm going to do the thing.
It's fun. It's jaunty. I do like it, actually.
No, I don't. It looks weird. It looks like she had like a mid, like zoomies, and then it ended.
She pauses at the start, which I like better than all the run-ups where they stop halfway through and then start running.
Okay, again. Well, that's a whole different thing. Okay. And that shouldn't even be allowed. I feel like once you start moving, you shouldn't be able to stop, quite frankly.
My hot take on PKs is once you start running forward, the goalie is allowed to come off their line as well. So if you want to stop partway, that's fine, but somebody is running at you. Because I'm sick of watching goalies. Oh, you were a half inch off your line when you made that save. We got to redo it. It's so hard already as a goalie. It's a little small brain to say, oh, it's a guessing game for the goalies. Because like it's not. There's scouting that goes into it. There's little ticks and head games that you can see in a movement. You can see if a player is opening up their hips or not, or if they're looking in a corner, or is he looking that way because they're trying to throw me off? Or there's a lot of little things that go into a penalty shootout. Most of it mental, so it's not a crap shoot, but it is, you're supposed to score. So, like, help the goalies out a little bit, I think. Stop making it harder.
Actually, you want to know my new favorite hot take? Soccer hot take?
What?
It should be dead ball after the PK.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, I the more that I think about it, I like it, because it's truly not fair that if the keeper misses it, by they go the wrong way, something like that, that it doesn't seem fair that the closest person is the person who took the PK, and they can obviously just go and kick it in, usually, which is how, like, we've seen a couple of goals scored.
I think
actually that's how Chloe Kelly scored.
I think in run of play, like penalty, like when you're awarded a penalty because of a foul,
yeah,
you're supposed to score that. But in a shootout, I think, you know, help out the goalie a little bit. I don't mind, you know, scoring off the rebound. Or even when somebody gets, like, cheeky and plays a little pass instead of shooting. I love that. You don't see enough of that.
No, yes. Yeah. No, but I think after it's shot, it should be, like, a dead ball.
No, I don't. I'm not with you.
Okay.
It's a bridge too far for me.
Okay.
I'll send you a carrier pigeon.
That's fine. That's my hot take.
Okay. It's too hot for me. I can't handle it.
That's fair. However, this game was just a shit show from beginning to end. Spain was doing okay for like 45 minutes, and then they went to the locker room, and it was like the souls switched between the teams, and then England was like, haha, we're going to be just that little bit better, but still pretty shitty.
Yep. Classic England, where they go down and then they come out at halftime and they're like, all right, well, we've remembered how to play soccer, I guess.
Yeah.
They just got
to
go.
Not well enough to score in the 90, but.
Yeah. Spain's a good team, even when they're bad.
It was infuriating to watch. I wanted, so many times you could see Spain, like, Spain was just gassed.
Yeah.
Way quicker. And granted, both teams are playing a lot of soccer, and it's not like I'm not someone, I'm not going to criticize. I can't run for 90 minutes. I definitely can't run for 120 minutes. Shit. Yeah. That's crazy. But you could tell Spain was gassed by that 90, and it really bit them in the butt.
Yeah, it was a bummer of a final, really. I enjoyed the two semifinals way more. The Germany-Italy game.
Germany-Spain, excuse me. Yeah.
Incredible game.
Yeah.
Because those Germans were working their asses off. The storylines with players out on red cards, players injured, only one starting defender in. That was awesome.
Yeah. It honestly felt way more like a
bigger,
way more like a final.
Yeah, and then this game, it was England. They're frustrating to watch.
They're really annoying.
They're really annoying. I don't like them. Sorry, Jade.
Yeah. I just really wanted Tosh. Spain to win.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that's our Euro corner, right? It's a bummer. We're not enjoying the continental tournaments.
No, I did see a funny meme, though, because the we'll be able to talk about the NWSL if we want, because that's coming back. I saw a funny meme, and it was the Toy Story dropping, like, I don't like these toys anymore, and it was AFCON and the Euros, because they have the NWSL again.
Yeah.
It's good.
Speaking of NWSL, they got a new team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're doing this cool logo.
We're doing this segment purely for our producer Eureka right now, the Denver native. Yep, it's a cool logo. It's a cool name. The colors
it's an okay
are cool.
Name.
I like the name. What's the name?
It's an incredibly Denver name.
Say the name. We haven't said the name.
Denver Summit.
Oh my God! Say it with a little passion. Denver Summit FC.
Denver Summit FC.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, no, it's a pretty nice logo. I like the shade of green they went for. It's not quite like Timbers green. It's a little bit bluer. And then they threw in some nice like orange and red.
Yeah, very campfire-y, kind of foresty, woodsy, back of a Subaru type deal.
Yeah. The biggest compliment I think I've heard is that'll look great on the back of a Subaru.
they nailed it. That's what a women's soccer logo should be, you know?
Yeah, I also like that they have their crest. And then they have just like the letter, the D with the mountains on it too. I like that. Yep. They have two that you can kind of work with.
Yeah. Not enough soccer teams, like basketball, baseball, football teams, tons of logos. And that's smart. Not enough soccer teams have the Rowdy's got that new one, but like,
it's terrible.
It's terrible, guys.
It's awful.
Yeah. Too many soccer teams come out with just the crest and they're like, that's it. That's our logo. I mean, get a word mark, get a little tertiary mark. You got to have some fun with it, guys. Play around with the merch. Yeah. We're talking to the sun right now, too. We only got the one logo. But hey.
Well, we're in our first year. I'll give them a buy because I appreciate that they did not overload on merch.
Yeah.
The way some other teams, I think, maybe did. Like, I was all for that bomber jacket from Dallas, but apparently it was not a big seller.
Really?
Yeah, which I understand the price was hefty. Like, it was like $180 or something insane.
Really nice.
Yeah. But, like, it wasn't a seller because, like, too much stuff all at once. So I appreciate that they did not overload us with merch. However, I am ready for the new merch.
Yes. Pink jersey, maybe a little lizard logo, little jock tag logo or something, right? Little shout out. Soleil, our forever teammate.
Come on. No, we're not supposed to get new kits this year, though.
No, but.
Remember, they're just going to take the old ones. They're going to press a star on it and then they're going to hand them back to them.
That's true. Yeah. Well, doesn't have to be a new kit. You know, shirts and hats and stickers.
Yeah.
License plate frames, koozies, shot glasses.
They have that.
Soap dispensers.
I don't think they have that.
They should.
Yeah.
My hands are dirty because I refuse to wash with non-tip.
They already have a dinosaur shaped one.
Put a little tutu on it. Then it's Soleil.
That's really cute. All right. A whole bunch of stuff happened around the league.
Around the league.
Preseason's coming for everyone but us, apparently.
Not us. We're not doing it this year.
Nope. DC Power is playing the VCU Rams on Saturday at 6 p.m.
That'll be like their third preseason game already. They've played Spirit. They've played, I think they played another college locally.
Okay.
But yeah. Yeah, that's going to be down to Richmond. The same time as a Richmond Kickers game, unfortunately. Like, come on, guys. Spread the brand.
Well, it'll probably be closed door anyway.
True. You know what won't be closed door, though?
What?
The next preseason game we're going to mention in a second. Man. Dallas Trinity is playing SMU Mustangs out there in Dallas. And if anybody knows about the SMU Mustangs, it might be because our sweet baby girl, Lindsay Nicholson, is playing for them. She was on an academy contract with us last fall. She's from Palm Harbor, went to PHU. She's out there as a freshman. So hopefully she gets involved because she knows Dallas. She played against them already, actually, in the very first.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. So she might be in that SMU locker room giving her teammates the lowdown, giving them the scoop, because she's already got professional league minutes as a freshman in college now. Yeah, we got a good crop of girls out there playing collegiately. I know Georgetown, SMU, a couple other schools I'll remind myself of, USF. I know we got somebody there. But yeah, pay attention to Lindsay Nicholson in college this year.
Okay, you're going to have to do the next one, too, because I don't think I can say the second word, and I feel bad if I say it wrong.
You can call them the Hibs, Liz.
Okay.
It's Sporting Jacksonville in their first real game as a professional team. Of course, they've had a W League, League 2 action. But yeah, this is their first pro matchup. They are hosting Hibernian, the Hibs, from Scotland. So they got a little partnership deal. I guess they're going to do that going forward. It'll be cool to see. I almost said I want Jacksonville to do well because, you know, local rivalry. But then I thought a little bit more about the club and organization. I don't want Jacksonville to do well. I don't like them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, unfortunately, they are doing pretty well, though. They've got 6,000 season ticket holder deposits.
Which don't know how that seems
high.
Inflated. Like, I'm not. I'm legitimately not trying to, like, shit on them. That just seems really high for a brand new team. But you know what? Maybe?
I don't feel like I've heard enough buzz to back up 6,000 organic season tickets. You know?
Yeah.
Like, there's hype teams.
I hate to say that feels like maybe they gave away a lot of tickets, but I have no information.
They have a very corporate feel to them. There's a lot of money, I think. A lot of business people. A lot of, you know, Jacksonville movers and shakers up there. Tim Tebow. So I wonder how many of those season tickets are business accounts and not necessarily you and I, you know?
Yeah, and that makes a difference because just because they have tickets, one doesn't mean that they'll be used.
Yeah.
Because I've worked at companies sometimes, like most of the sports teams in Tampa Bay get snapped up pretty quick. But, you know, sometimes team tickets do go unused.
Yeah, especially season tickets, you know. I mean, they're getting the money from it. I don't know how much of that is their own ownership spending money on the team or if it's organically businesses, which is kind of an oxymoron in the world of sports, I think.
But yeah, that does not feel like 6,000 Joe Schmoes went out there and got season tickets.
Yeah, I mean, good for them.
Yeah, happy to be proven wrong if you have a completely sold out stadium every single game, I guess. Yeah.
I don't think they're going to have no games below 6,000. Let's put it that way. I'm sure they're going to do great for their season opener, but come the middle of the season, I reckon they will have less than 6,000 people. Hot take.
Yeah, especially it's like, wait, there's another sports team up there, right? Like the football, the other football team.
The kiddies.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited that they're coming into the league at the very least, because it means we get, you know, a local rival we can hate, just like we hate Fort Lauderdale. We're going to combust the state of Florida with how much hate we're going to produce for our rivals down here. Literally nothing else like it in the league. There's no other like local derbies, and we are sitting here with two teams we just can't stand.
Yeah, do you think everybody just looks at Florida and it's just like, I hate all of you?
They are freaks down there. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why do they get everything?
Sorry, we've been waiting. We haven't had women's. Tampa Bay has never had a women's pro sports team, so you guys can cool it and let us really have our fun with this.
Yeah.
We're having a lot of fun. We won a trophy.
Yeah. At least we're supporting it like a lot. We're not just like being blasé.
Yeah.
We're complete sickos for this team.
It helps that they're good, but hey.
Yeah. I hate to say I'm a little bit less of a rowdy sicko lately.
They are. We're wearing the shirt, but
Yeah.
It is pink. Though.
Yeah, it is pink.
All right. Speaking of hate, Fort Lauderdale was pretty active in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, very busy. Holy crap.
Yeah, probably the busiest team, actually. So talk about Sabrina's line mates on the defensive back line for Fort Lauderdale. One of them was Laurel Ansbrough. She got picked up by Boston Legacy, who, of course, aren't playing this year. So they immediately loaned her right back to Fort Lauderdale, like nothing ever changed. But it'll be interesting.
How does that
again.
Work?
What do you mean? How's that work?
You said they're not playing this year.
Boston?
No, they're 2026, right?
Yeah. So they're building a roster, but they're loaning players back out so they can keep playing.
That's weird. Okay.
It is kind of weird. Yeah. It's very American.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean. Talk about storylines, player relationships, all that good stuff, the stuff that makes the games really interesting. Charlotte McLean, right? We got her from Boston?
Yes.
Yes.
So and Emery Wegner, right?
Where did Wegner come from? No, Wegner is just we just signed her.
Are you sure?
I'm so sure. Liz, I am so sure.
Let somebody complain about us. us having her.
Charlotte McLean.
Oh, you're right.
I'm wrong. Charlotte McLean is from Courage. Emerson Elgin.
Okay. I knew Boston. It was an E. My bad. Yeah.
Wegner, that classic E name.
Yeah. Emery. Her first name is Emery.
Yeah, yeah. But yes. So Emerson Elgin plays for us on loan from Boston. Laurel Anslow playing for Fort Lauderdale on loan from Boston. They will be teammates when that team starts up next year. They will be in camp together. But yeah, they're going to go into it maybe hating each other a little bit. Yes, you know, they're never going to meet each other until they play against each other in the Florida Derby, you know, a couple times. And then they're going to go to Boston and be like, hey, you remember that time you kicked me in Tampa? What was that about?
By the time we got the second red card to Tampa Bay history.
Can't wait for who's going to be.
Speak that into existence.
We better get the first one this season, too. I don't care.
Funny. That would be funny.
Trophies and red cards. That's our game.
Hell yeah. Fort Lauderdale also signed midfielder Kate Colvin from Texas A&M. And they signed... What is AMF? Attacking midfielder. I got there.
That's cool.
We're smarty pants with a soccer podcast.
Yeah. She knows her stuff, folks.
Oh, yeah. That's me. I don't have brain farts ever. Signed attacking midfielder Catherine Gonzalez from Carolina. Played in 23 matches for Carolina. Scored against Fort Lauderdale. What is the DR national team?
Democratic Republic. Dominican Republic.
There we go. Wow. And you're gonna shit on me? Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah. I will. Okay. I will. The Democratic Thanks. Democratic Republic of Dominican Republic.
We really have it together tonight, don't we?
It's a good night. The team didn't give us anything. So no. we're manifesting a really weird energy. And again, that's the team's fault.
Yes.
We love you guys.
Okay, so she plays for the Dominican Republic national team.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, I knew it wasn't the DR Congo because that's DRC, right?
That's our player.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so I knew that.
Yeah. No DR. All right, I'll write it out next time. Okay, that's on me. Sorry.
Yeah. Fort Lauderdale returns the Sun's biggest number one fan, Shania Gordon.
Hey, girl.
Because we know you're watching.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm free. Well, can't wait.
She got re-signed.
Can't wait to see her sky some shots against us again this year.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they signed midfielder Kelly Von Treek from Lipscomb?
Lipscomb. That's a college.
Lipscomb? Oh, yeah, it's a college. Okay.
It's a college.
Okay.
Tennessee, Kentucky, one of those. They called her one of, if not the best player in program history.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Looking forward All to right. it.
She can go work out at the weird simulation building.
The Nova Southeastern University Interprofessional Health Services Center. Come on.
Simulation building.
Simulation building.
Yeah.
They dive. Mm-hmm. Simulation.
Yep.
Fort Lauderdale also bringing back forward Naya Christopher, not one of their top scorers, but she was always around. She was a piece for them. And they brought in defender Madison. This name kills me, man. Madison Mikkomoski, I guess. Mikkomoski. Hey, Mikkomoski, huh? She's from Australia.
She's Australian!
Australian, yeah. So none of that makes any sense.
Nope.
Yeah. We signed an Australian defender. They signed an Australian defender. Come on, grow up.
Yeah, you just got to copy us.
Mm-hmm. Little sister syndrome.
Second place syndrome.
That's right.
Ooh.
Chewing up our rivals. Yeah. All right. Brooklyn did a thing. They did one thing in the past 2 weeks, really? No, all right, there's more down there. I just didn't keep my notes well. Brooklyn signed defender Jordan Thompson from Sydney FC. we sign a defender from Sydney FC. They sign a defender from Sydney FC. Come on, guys. There's only one Charlotte McLean, and we got her already. Relax.
So they went for a teammate of Charlotte McLean.
Yes, they literally played together and won trophies. They're friends, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. Talk about storylines, connections. That's what makes the games interesting, folks. There's only 9 teams in our league. You can keep up. It's not that big of an ask.
Yeah.
Let's keep doing Brooklyn. It's all the way at the bottom, Liz.
Brooklyn signs Naeong Shin from Lexington.
We're mad.
Big surprise. We were very unsure where she was going. Very surprised that they let her go to begin with, which is kind of insane. I'm assuming this coach is just blind and deaf because they clearly can't see how good she is.
They finished last in the league and they blew the team up.
There's
going to be some collateral damage. Maddie Parsons, Naeong Shin.
Yeah. But Brooklyn scooped her up. And I think Brooklyn is going to be really glad they did. She's so good. It's really frustrating, actually. I kind of wanted to see her for the Sun.
She was my favorite, like, box-to-box midfielder that wasn't on the Sun last year. Definitely a player who deserved more playing time. It seemed like she went from Lexington to Korea to play some national team games, which is a pretty high level. That's a good national team. And then came back to basement-dwelling Lexington and got put in the doghouse for it. And it's like, what? She's probably your, like, hottest player right now. What are you doing? I don't know. Maybe the new Brooklyn coach, whoever they may be, whenever they announce them, will know how to appreciate her.
Mm-hmm. So, Tom, any more players you want to scout for Brooklyn?
No, I don't want Brooklyn is picking up all my favorite players. They got Sydney Martinez last year. They got Naeong Shin this year. I feel like if I rate anybody highly on this show ever anymore, they're going to end up getting signed by Brooklyn. I feel cursed all of a sudden.
Cursed with knowledge.
Actually, you know who's a really good player? Shania Gordon. Let's see if it works.
Tom, I think they can see through sarcasm.
Ah, yeah. It's Brooklyn. They love it up there. Yes. Speaking of Brooklyn, a couple more signings out of them. They signed midfielder Emma Loving from Racing Club Strasbourg in the French top flight. So good level of play. Don't know much about her. And they also brought in a goalie from Celtic, Kelsey Doherty. So they're hitting up Europe. They're hitting up Europe a lot, actually. They brought in a Portuguese league player, French, Scotland. They went to Italy last year. There's definitely a plan in place at Brooklyn. They want to be that Super League team that reaches across the Atlantic. And I think they just need some consistency in the front office in where they play games and train.
That would help.
I don't see it. Yeah, that would really help. I don't see them falling apart like they did this past season because that was such extraordinary circumstances for them. Interesting seeing how they're going to adjust to, you know, a full season in one spot. But they did also let midfielder Mackenzie Pluck walk. And she was, I went back through our notes from this past season, Liz. We mentioned her a couple times. She was one of the kind of standout midfielders for Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Yeah, a lot of surprises this offseason. That's what makes it good.
See, and that's what makes me think that they definitely already have a coach. They just have not announced it. Because who in the front office could be making these decisions?
Yeah, I think the Portuguese newspaper, La Marca, actually like said that the coach is signed.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. Tomas Tangarinha, the Portuguese.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. So that we need to put that in the, has that been in the USL Discord? We need to show that guy who's like, oh, do we have a coach?
Yeah. Everybody. Oh yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah. That guy.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We'll do that tonight. We'll put him in his place. We are pretty sure Brooklyn has a game plan. They're bringing in a European coach. They're bringing in European based players.
Yeah. There's no front office in the universe could pull together a squad like this. I'm sorry. You have to be a coach with like the scouting programs and all that stuff.
Yeah. He's bringing in people he knows. That's what it seems like. All right. So that's our Brooklyn, our little ride on the Ferris wheel in Coney Island. Back up to poor old Spokane. Liz, you want to talk about Spokane a little bit?
Sure. They signed midfielder Arissa Mart on loan from Orlando. She is a University of Wisconsin grad. They also signed defender Madeline Desiano, last played in Odense, which is actually where Flew started her career.
Pretty cool.
And then played four games for Houston from 2023 to 2024.
Dash.
Yeah. Dash.
Dash. Good name. I like it.
Yeah. It's a corny name, but I like it.
Yeah, it's unique.
Yeah.
And I think it marries well with Dynamo too. Dynamo Dash.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to see when the same teams match up nicely. It's cute.
See, I wish I like Orlando Pride, but I wish they had done a different logo. Like the Lake Eola fountain is just kind of lame.
I think so. It's probably like, I bet you Orlando people feel a type of way about it.
All right.
But it kind of looked like a boob.
He does. Which in that case, Orlando is a boob. So
yeah. Honestly, really, it's pretty on brand for a women's soccer team to be called the Pride and have their logo just be a boob. Like, yeah, we get it, guys.
See what the front office has done to us?
Yeah. Yeah. We started a half hour later and we really got right into RBLR After Dark. Congratulations, yep. Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't even have to pay for the Patreon for this.
All right. Spokane also signed forward Lena Ciliano, last played for Tenerife.
Yep.
And played 27 games for the Washington Spirit from 2023 to 2024.
Yeah.
So pretty good pickup.
Yeah. They're getting, you know, some NWSL experience with Desiano from Houston, Ciliano from Spirit, Loney from Orlando. So they're, you know, it's not going to be familiar names, which hurts in Spokane, but hopefully it's a good experienced crew. I hope they bring in a good coach because they had a really good coach last year who can make it all work. Because I'm rooting for Spokane. They're my second favorite team.
Carolina had a preseason friendly with Angel City.
Pretty cool.
Which went poorly for Carolina.
Not for the first 2 minutes, it didn't.
Not for the first 2 minutes. Our girl, and I still claim her because I love her, Riley Parker got the first goal for Carolina in the second minute, which means I'm assuming she took off like a rocket.
Yeah.
I would have killed to see it.
Yeah, you can picture it. We know how she plays.
Yeah, that's true. and then Angel City's Alyssa Thompson was like, nah, I'm going to carry the team on my back. Back must be killing her.
Seriously.
Because she scored in the 30th, the 35th, the 37th, and the 49th minute.
Nuts. She's the first Angel City player to 4 goals in a competitive game. Or in a game. I guess this wasn't competitive.
Yeah. And then Carolina was like, we were trying. And they scored in the 89th. So it ended 4-2.
Yeah.
Which is not bad, honestly, considering Angel City's not pretty good. Although it is a little troubling that they had a decent amount of their starting squad. Like I looked up from their last NWSL game and then the squad that they had a handful of their starters on there. Obviously, Alyssa Thompson is one of them, but they had like 3 or 4 others. So I'm a little bit surprised that that was all that came of it. And not that 4 goals is nothing to sneeze at. From one person, very impressive, but concerning if I was an Angel City fan.
Yeah. I mean, 4-2, that 89th minute goal by Harding, 4-2 looks a lot better than 4-1 too. If you're Carolina.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think, obviously it wasn't broadcast. We can't sit here and say how the game went, but I think if it's a fluke goal at the start of the game and a fluke goal at the end of the game, I don't think you can be too upset if you're an Angel City fan.
No, I'd just be like worried. That'd be like, why is nobody else scoring? I guess, but yeah. Or maybe I mean, they're just like, that was the game plan, was get the ball to Alyssa Thompson. Fair enough.
Right. And let's not, you know, demean the Super League here, Liz. That's Carolina Scent. That's the player shield. That's the best team from last year.
No, we're the best team from last year.
We're the best team from last year. Yes. We got the star in our jerseys.
Yeah.
We can drink out of our trophy. They can't drink out of their shield.
Yeah. Well, they probably can, but it's more like a plate.
Yeah.
Does it hold very much? Very shallow?
We can eat soup. They can't eat soup. Let's put it that way.
I hope nobody is putting soup in the championship trophy. No. Oh, God.
Honestly, you heard what they did with it. They just took every beer they had. There was no...
Yeah, they. Do you know how smashed they were, probably?
Yeah. Yeah.
And good for them. Good for them. They earned it.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, those new Carolina kits. Those are purple, aren't they? Did you see that?
Purple. Holy crap, are they purple? They got purple. It's like purple on the top, the bottom. There's just like a little middle part where it's like, ooh, Carolina colors.
I didn't think they were a purple team, but I guess they are.
Yeah.
All right.
They're our enemies.
They are our enemies. Oh. Yes. Yes, they are.
No, I don't hate purple.
Did you see who was wearing that purple jersey?
I did. We had a Tampa Bay Sun reunion where Domi Richardson was in a Carolina jersey. No announcements have been made.
Cleats, but we did not see a jersey. Everything. Cleats, socks, shorts.
Yeah, kit.
Kit, yeah. Uniform.
Yes. Suited up. Like, I don't think she played because they didn't put out, which by Maybe. The way, Carolina, why are you a little bitch and not putting out your starting lineup when Angel City did?
Ass. Get their ass.
Just saying. Just put out your lineup.
Yeah, maybe she did play.
Nobody cares in the preseason.
No.
Like, nobody's using it to strategize yet. Come on now.
They let fans in. So, like, if the Tampa Bay Sun really wanted to see your lineup, they would have bought a ticket to the game and went. But, yeah, maybe she's on trial. Maybe she's not announced. I don't know. I hope all of our players get signed somewhere else.
I know. There's a lot of players who haven't been announced yet, and I'm like, what is going on?
Orcus? Somebody sign Orcus.
How is nobody signing the champ, like one of the championship keepers?
I don't even care that it's like that it might be somebody in our league and we have to play her again. Somebody sign her.
Or bring her back.
Or bring her back. Or go overseas. Go to Europe.
Bring her back. Bring her back.
Bring her back.
Thank you.
Bring it back. Bring it back. Carolina signed forward Stella Spitzer to a pro contract. You might go, oh wait, I know Stella Spitzer. Doesn't she play for Carolina? What do you mean they signed her? She was on an academy contract. She is 15 years old. She is now the youngest professional player in the USL Super League. She made her debut last October as the youngest player to appear in a pro soccer match on an academy contract. She was 14 years old and 198 days. Little tiny baby. I coach high school sports. High school freshman. That's insane.
That's an infant.
She can't drive. She can't think about drinking.
I'm amazed she was able to go to the game. Isn't there a curfew?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure her parents were worried. But yeah.
No, but also, like, did they, aren't there also rules for, like, how long minors can work? Don't they need a break every 2 hours or something like that?
It's play. It's soccer, Liz. It's not work.
I know. It's funny.
Yeah, I don't.
Let me make my stupid jokes.
Oh, come on. Child labor laws are overrated. And then one more bit of news out of the Tar Heel state. Is that what North Carolina is?
Sure.
Yeah. Vicky Bruce scored the first goal in league history. She's taking a break from pro soccer, she says. Didn't call it a retirement, but she's taking a break. She was a big part of that Carolina Scent team last season. Big part of history for the league. Local player. Taking a little break. Letting Stella Spitzer get in there, you know?
All right. I have no idea why, but good for her.
Yeah.
Take a mental health break. Take a whatever break. Go for it.
You deserve it.
Feel free to come back, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Wow. Or whatever. Well,
I don't know. What if she wants to go somewhere else?
Then she can do that.
Yeah, exactly. So?
We're not her dads.
Yeah.
Or her moms.
Nope.
We don't even know her.
Nope.
Nope. Are you wishing you knew her right now? Is that what that look is?
No. I'm okay. Reading the next stuff.
All right. Say it out loud. What are you doing?
I just ripped my shorts. Oh my God. Off my shorts. I feel bad because they're not mine.
Well, they are now.
Yeah. I have to buy my boyfriend a new pair of German soccer shorts. Cynthia Cabezas was loaned from the Wave to Levante in Spain. She was with Lexington last season, so I totally missed she even made it to the Wave. Good for her.
We liked her. She was on loan from the Wave last year.
Oh, she was on loan from the Wave. Okay, I missed that part.
Yeah, it was her and the other Colombian girl were she was from Angel City. Cynthia was from the Wave. I hate that I have to keep calling her the other Colombian, but I forget her name, so sorry. But the other Colombian, I believe, signed with Lexington.
Her Colombian teammate.
Like, that's so much better, Liz. You're right. But yeah, I liked her. I had to mention that she's gone because I liked her. I was into her. Speaking of Lexington, they're still doing a little bit. I think they're about done with signings, you would have to imagine, right? Because they went so crazy hard in the paint earlier.
One would think.
But they did sign. Oh, no. They did the opposite of a sign. They loaned out midfielder Nicole Vernis to, brace yourselves, Lazio in Italy. Hate that club.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, so have fun over there with your... If you know, you know.
Yeah, if you don't know, just Google Lazio Supporter Club and then go to their Wikipedia page and then just read the headings.
Yeah.
Just read the headings. And that should tell you all you need.
Yeah.
Lexington did have a scrimmage with Spokane on Sunday. Lexington getting a look at next year's crop from their farm team. That is a good joke. Shout out More Metal in the USL Super League Discord.
Yep, really good. Yeah, that's a weird scrimmage, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Are they friends?
Like adding insult to injury at this point? Yeah. Like, we're going to play you with your players.
I guess Lexington went to Spokane to like pick up all their new players. So it was like, hey, while we're out here, how about one more scrimmage? Yeah, it just feels weird. I'm into it, though. And then we'll wrap up in Texas. A couple things out of Dallas. They signed a defender, right? Lauren Lapamarda. Good normal Italian name. You hear it all the time. She played for Parma out there in Italy. And of course, she graduated from the University of Texas in 2024. You can't play for the Trinity without having some previous connection to the state of Texas.
Yeah, it does seem to be a requirement.
Yeah. Unless you're forward Rhea Moore, who was signed by Dallas on a academy contract. She's got experience at the U16 and U17 national team camps, but she's from Sacramento. So I have no idea how they found out about her or signed her. I guess you got to have like the exception to break the rule, right? You can't have everybody from Texas. You got to have one teenager from California, I guess.
No, DEI.
Yeah, right. Ooh. Ooh. DEI hire, wow. It's messed up. Had to sign one Californian because of woke.
This is why this is your favorite son podcast, and definitely not because it's the only one.
We are killing the competition, and we mean that literally. If anybody ever tries to start up a son podcast, we ask them not to.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, we're killing the game.
Oh yeah. If you want to help us kill the game, you should go to the YouTube and like and subscribe and leave us a comment. It's at RBLR Sports on YouTube. And then, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, if you've made it this long, holy crap, leave a comment if you want us to actually do live streams, and I will begin to think about it.
Yeah. Maybe in time for next off season.
Yeah. Maybe by next off season. Yeah. That sounds like when I'll be ready.
Yeah. Hey, we barely edit. So like this is, you're looking at what you're going to get.
Yeah, honestly. we are at RBLR Sun FC everywhere else. Hit the button so you never miss an update or an episode. Tomathan, do you have any last thoughts?
Nope.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.